Tonight we want to sit down and settle on the earth. We want to sit and relax gradually with each out breath. Until we can feel that we are in touch with the earth. It may take a while, we want to reconnect with the planet, by allowing our body to receive and attune with her frequency, her vibration. We want to sit on the earth so we can honor her and celebrate our life on earth. Tonight is the new moon is in Taurus. And with every new moon, except for the rare exceptions, when we have twice in the same month a new moon, we generally have a new moon in each sign of the zodiac. So this one is the Taurus new moon. And each new moon, which is when the sun and the moon come together and we can't see the moon in the sky, each new moon happens in a particular environment, the sign of the zodiac, that portion of the sky, that particular ambience. And it also comes along with many or few or no other vibration than the sun and the moon themselves. At the moment, there is a lot of activity in that portion of the sky around the sun and the moon. The particular environment Taurus offers is highly populated with strong energies represented by celestial bodies. Among others. So it's a powerful new moon opening a cycle which will take us into the summer beyond the summer solstice, in which we will have two eclipses coming up in 2 weeks and 4 weeks. So, living on Earth, being a citizen of the Earth, is a very hot topic. What it is all about at this point in our transformation is to resolve a distortion that happened at the very beginning of times. A distortion that resulted in an alteration, corruption, and as time went on, an intermittent connection with ourselves. Who we truly are hasn't been accessible, until now, as a result of this distortion. A spell has been cast on us that has hidden our true self and modified the way we perceive reality within and without. This new moon brings that reality to the surface. The way it appears doesn't make it very easy to understand or to perceive. What is coming to the surface is a part of us we are not aware of, which we sometimes call our blind spot. It is something inaccessible to ourselves, invisible. Although we may be conscious of some patterns it caused in our behavior. So something comes to the surface and will be shown mostly in situations, events, encounters, where we respond, react, behave in the weirdest possible ways without even noticing what we are doing. So there is some mystery around this new moon. A veil is lifted, something is revealed, and yet we may not be able to perceive it fully. What you will see are reflections outside, in your relationships, in the world. This reality wouldn't be of the greatest importance if it weren't for the presence of extremely strong archetypes in the same area in Taurus. We have this the disturbing awakening energy of Uranus. And the embracing presence of Ceres. Which recently entered this part of the zodiac. So Ceres and Uranus are creating a kind of matrix in which an activation a stimulation like a lightning striking our being, so we suddenly become able to reconnect thereby bypassing the distortion and resolving it in harmony. The way it appears is that countless alternative possibilities become obvious to us. We had no idea they existed before. So it's an extremely active environment we are living in, which enables us to jump into another experience of our reality, the way we experience ourselves, as we tap into the earth and the earth's frequency. To find a major alignment and attune with our eternal multidimensional self. So the extremely active field around the earth itself is at the moment our main support in that phase of major expansion beyond what we have known before. that matrix is the interconnectedness of all that is on Earth. The perception of which you can have when you connect, when you sit on the earth and listen to it. The smell of the earth, the sounds of the earth, its resonance, the magnificence of the yearly cycle obviously supports the process. Every spring in May, we marvel at the beauty of the world. But there is much more to it. What short cycles such as the yearly cycle of the seasons show us are the possibility for us to embark on much longer journeys of discoveries and awakening. The analogy shows us that in very long cycles of awakening stretching over millennia, there are phases of growth, and we are currently in one of them. Growth as in expansion. Growth as in moving beyond the known. Growth as in allowing new ways of being to be our bedrock, our foundation. Sedna, at the end of the sign of Taurus. Series at the beginning. Uranus are all three playing a central part in that resolution of our non-self, which is like dissolving, which is like thawing of snow, melting of the heart, and a discovery of other possibilities. Let us be clear we won't access the new possibilities, they won't become available to us unless we have a strongly established bond with the earth. Which repeatedly reminds us of the resonance of ourself. in the entire universe, and in particular on this planet. Taurus is a down-to-earth vision of reality, down to earth. Can you bring yourself down to earth? Yes, you can. How can you do that? Mostly by following the step-by-step discovery, the journey of adventures that we call life, and by enjoying moment by moment what life offers. Because in the encounter between the earth and us, is the place opening the sacred spaces within our heart where the sound of self can be heard. So it means that the usual 9 till 5, 7 days a week kind of business is a little outdated. It means that instead that being here, as I am, not even always focused on the now, but here as I am, going through what I'm going through, with the possible emotional upheavals and the mental investments. So this being here as I am is key to diving into the experience of life on earth as an opening and not a limitation. I'm here. I'm aware of the connectivity of beings, the interconnectedness of all that is on earth. And that very feeling makes me realize that I am also connected with the whole, the bliss that I am eternally. So it is both a very simple so simple thing to just be here as I am. And at the same time, so easy to run away, following my usual tricks, turning around, beating around the bush, running away, and so on, to invite the vastness of the unknown is only possible when you have a solid grounding. When you know that you'll be looked after. And this you have in connection with the earth. When you can surrender. And let go of all anticipation, introspection, even intention about what is coming next. The more you spread yourself, the more you surrender in the embrace of the earth, the easier that evidence of self that comes from the sudden realignment where everything falls into place. That's what we want, that's what we need now. Most of nature, most creatures, elements, events, all that happens in nature can support us. All that's needed is to allow the loss of meaning, direction, purpose. Just be here now as you are on the earth. And find, like by magic, the alignment. And recognize that you live on Earth because you are currently a citizen of the Earth, and that's where your awakening is taking place. Thank you very much for being here. Have a wonderful evening.